Well, we always need your prayers. Thankful to be home. Thankful to have a home. And I mean more than a house. I'm thankful, as the song says, I have a good home. In the fold of my Lord, where His sanctified children all dwell, I'm content. I feel safe there. Appreciate each one of you. Faithfulness of the Lord. For surely He's been that to me. I have a little message that the Lord has been talking with me about for some time. Trust that it'll be a challenge and an encouragement to us. It seems like different times in my experience and my walk with the Lord, it seems that the Lord comes along and reminds me of the basics. And I find sometimes in working with people, even on the job, and you get into situations and circumstances that can get complicated and difficult to figure out and to try to work your way through and understand. And sometimes you have to just stop everyone and say, let's just go back to the basics for a little bit. Let's just go back to what we do understand and start from there. And I feel like some of what the Lord has challenged me with is kind of back to the basics. I believe that the Lord is interested very much in every one of us, as we all know, in making heaven and being successful in our walk with the Lord, that it not just be an endeavor or something that we start out in, that we have a history or a testimony of the past, but that it be something that the Lord would enable every one of us to be a success. As we write the story of our lives, telling our life is a tale that is told, that by His grace and His enabling power, that we'd be able to be a success in this Christian walk. I'd like to talk for a little while about the discipline of the Christian life. You know, whenever you look at the flesh likes to be pampered. The flesh likes the comfort and amenities of life and to be pampered and cared for it and to be not have to be put anything on too strenuous or difficult or hard. And so it is, I see, and sometimes I see things, folks, that trouble me about our nation, that trouble me looking on the generation that's coming, even in work ethics, and what are these young people learning. Whenever I see those that are coming up, and I heard of a story about a woman that worked there where I am, and she got married to somebody that had been a high school sweetheart, and he never really showed a whole lot of interest in working hard or going out and getting a job. And she thought, if I marry him, then he'll grow up. We'll go ahead and get married and he'll grow up and then he'll have to face life and get down to the brass tacks and get to work. But she found that that wasn't the case. As they got married and started to live life, he didn't have an interest in going to get a job still. He asked her to go get the job because he had an interest in playing Xbox and the Wii and things like that, and he invested his time in that. And she would tell about, she'd come home at the end of the day and that's all he had done all day long, is just playing the Nintendo and the games. And I think, Lord have mercy upon our world, upon our generation. Know of a young man even right now that is in a place in his life, he needs the Lord, he needs to get serious doing business with the Lord. He's out of school and in the same kind of place. Spends his time doing these, pampering the flesh. You know, there is a time that even in a natural sense, the Scripture teaches about, look well to the state of thy herds. You're going to have to, as it was part of the curse, now by the sweat of your brow, you're going to bring forth the food. You're going to have to work for it. It's not just going to come easily for you. I know there's Uncle Sam and welfare, and there's maybe a place for that. But there's also a place for some hard work. There's a place for some diligence. There's a place that I'm going to have to be willing to deny myself, have to be willing to recognize maybe it means two jobs. And I'm not talking about neglecting our soul and spending so much time at working. But when I come to a place that I realize I've got some needs, I've got some bills that need to be paid here, I'm going to have to be willing to get to work. Well, I think it's good to be able to be successful in our lives and that kind of area, but how much more so spiritually to be able to be a success for the Lord. I'd like to look at the 13th chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs 13. I'd like to look here at the 4th verse. It says, "The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat." There are those that would look on and that would imagine and would think, you know, I'd like to be able to have this. I'd like to be able to accomplish or do this, but it requires more than just a desire. That's where it has to start. The desire to be able to have. And I'm thinking again this afternoon about our success and our walk with the Lord, of drawing close to the Lord, of growing in my knowledge and understanding of the Lord. I can say, Lord, I want that. Lord, I want a greater faith. Lord, I want a closer walk with You. And you know, when I ask that many times, I'd like for the Lord to just pour it on me, to just open the windows of heaven, and I wake up the next morning and I find I'm more like Christ. And I find I have wisdom that I didn't know where it came from. And I have a newfound faith. You know, the Lord is able to do that. And I find when we come to a place in our life that we have a need, the Lord is faithful to prepare us for that need. So it is, He said, whenever you come and you stand before the magistrates and the rulers, you don't have to take thought beforehand, because I'll prepare you. I'll give you what you need for that hour. I'll be there, a very present help in every time of trouble, in every time of distress or need. The Lord is faithful to prepare us and to equip us. But you know, many times it comes through diligence. More often, it is by our willingness to press the battle on. It is through the difficult places. It's through the hard times of life, through the sicknesses and the difficulties and the hardships. Whenever I persevere and I begin to dig down in those times, you know, that's where I really begin to grow. It's not on the mountaintop necessarily. It's not when life is going easy. But whenever the song says, then you're down in the valley of trials and temptations, that's when faith is really put to the test. That's whenever we're really caused to have to dig and to grow. And so I want to challenge us, the discipline of the Christian life, that I be willing to put forth the effort that it's going to require. Lord, I can say, and some of us have been to camp meetings through this summer, and they're such a challenge. They're such an encouragement and a blessing and a help. You know, we can go away from there. Lord, I want to draw closer to You. Lord, I heard something here that challenged me, that stirred me. And Lord, I want that. I want to be advanced in this area of my walk with You. And so, I believe it's very profitable that the Lord stirs us up at a time like that. You know, the Lord has an experience, though, that's greater than just camp meeting to camp meeting. That's greater than just I go to a camp meeting and I'm stirred and I say, Lord, I want that. Lord, I want to advance. I want to grow in You. And then I go back home, and we heard about this morning the buttoning and the unbuttoning. I got to go through the routine of life, the everyday nitty-gritty, if you will, of life. The soul of the sluggard says, I want it. But it doesn't go beyond that. It doesn't get down to really being willing to put forth the effort to be able to obtain it. But the hand of the diligent will make fat. The soul of the diligent shall be made fat. I'd like to look at 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter. Familiar instruction here to Timothy. Second Timothy 2 and 3. Thou therefore endure hardness, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The Christian walk here is being likened our
walk with the Lord, our experience with Him, to being a soldier. You're fighting, you're enlisted. Whenever you look at what soldiers are required to go through, do you know the main and the first and foremost thing that they instill within them is discipline? You can't just get up whatever time you want to in the morning. You can't just say, I don't feel like going through the drills today. You know, it's really too hot out there to be able to go on the offensive today. I think I'll wait for it. You know, I'm just tired today. You know, folks, we get to feeling tired. You know, we deal with the flesh and we deal with emotions and we deal with sicknesses and weariness. But you know, a soldier is called to press through it all. A soldier is called to endure hardness. Realize it's not going to just be a walk in the park. It's not going to just be saying, I want to be able to be this. I want to be able to do this, and it just falls in our lap. And I know we realize this afternoon, but I want to challenge and encourage us. Lord, I want to be a good soldier. Lord, help me. And I find it's something that as a disciple or a follower or a pupil of Christ, I have to learn this. Lord, teach me to have the discipline in my life. Remember what Paul said in talking about, in this instance, I believe 1 Corinthians 9, he was likening the Christian life unto a race. And how you strive for the mastery and how in that you're willing to deny yourself and how they do it to be able to attain a corruptible crown. But we have something so much greater that we're working for. Therefore, run. Let us therefore run. Let us put that kind of effort and diligence into it that I have to be willing to bring under my body. I have to be willing to deny myself some of the comforts and the desires of the flesh when it would like to be pampered. Oh, the Lord has a plan whenever we go home from camp meetings to be able to sustain us all the way through. To be able to keep us day by day. You know, if you look in the 16th chapter of Exodus, maybe we'll turn and refer to this. Whenever the Lord by a mighty hand delivered Israel from the hand of the Egyptians, and He prepared him, He told him to go up and you take goods and possessions of the Egyptians and you prepare yourself, and after the Passover then He delivered them through the Red Sea, and they came to a place though that they began to get hungry. They came to a place that the Passover food ran out, that they didn't have the strength from that anymore. And now I need to be able to have something to carry me on today. I'm getting hungry again. And so it was, the Lord didn't bring him into a place where He hadn't given the forethought or the preparation. But He brought him into a place where He had a plan to provide for them. He said, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every month, every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. He said every morning that they would go out, and as the frost was on the ground there, they would find the small, like a hoarfrost, the manna, the angel's food. And they were to gather that up and take enough, every man for his own portion, to be able to provide for his own needs. Remember the prayer? We've been talking about some in Sunday school. Part of that is, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Lord, help me not in a camp meeting time. And I find sometimes folks that will go to an altar of prayer, I'm looking for something that'll be able to be the cure-all or be able to carry me through until next camp meeting time. Folks, the Lord knows how to carry us through. And you know, it's not just a portion that I get of this. That's the start. That's the deliverance. That's the time whenever I've crossed the Red Sea now. But now it comes down to the everyday living. Now I go back into everyday life and the Lord still has a plan. A divine, miraculous plan to provide for us the things that I need for that day. But it's going to require an effort on my part. It's going to require a daily diligence. Their instruction was, you go out every morning and you gather in what you're going to need for that day. Don't miss a day. You're going to sure get hungry. Don't try to just store up enough that you carry it into tomorrow. Yesterday's food, folks, will only carry us so far. I'm going to have a discipline in my life. Now, Lord, I'm going to gather in what you have for me this day. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. You ever have those times that you open the Bible? Say, Lord, would you give me something? Lord, would you open up a scripture to me and you turn right to something that seems like it just pops right out on the page and it's just exactly what you need and the Lord just comes down and He visits you and inspires you with it and it's on your mind all through the day. Isn't that precious? Isn't it wonderful when the Lord's willing to come and make His Word alive? And it's real and it's precious to us. But folks, I don't know about you, but I'll confess to you, every time I open my Bible, it's not like that. Every time I read the Word of God, it's not just blazing words that inspire and burn within my heart. You know, I believe every one of us will have those times that I have to go to the Word of God and, Lord, I don't feel maybe even the desire. Or whenever I look through the Word, I know it's good, but it's just not doing for me what it did yesterday. You know, I talk with sometimes with young people that get discouraged by that kind of thing and say, I try to read the Bible and it's just so hard for me and I don't get anything out of it. And I say, keep reading. You keep at it. There is, as part of being a soldier and a discipline of the Christian life, that I persevere. I stick with it. You know, I'll share with you, call it the confessions of a overweight man that's tried to fix it. But I'll share with you a little bit of my efforts to try to lose some weight. You know, I'm one that starts in with that effort saying, I need to do something. I want to do something. I want to eat better. I want to be more careful with my health. And so I realize it's going to require some hardship. I realize it's going to be difficult. So I'm not eating meat, bread, I'm not eating, and I cross all those things off my list till all I have left is salad and an egg, and I know it's going to be hard, and I grit my teeth, and I endure it, and I bear it, and sure enough, the weight starts coming off. You know what? I want to be able to see a big impact in a short amount of time. If I'm going to be denying myself, if I'm going to be saying no to myself when I really want to eat that, I better be able to see the rewards of it when I step on the scale the next day. And if I don't, there's something within me that says, what am I doing this for? What am I saying no to myself for when I really wanted to eat that piece of pie? Or what? And I said no and I stepped on the scales this morning and there was no change. And I didn't lose anything. It can get discouraging. Well, I found the most success from my own experience in that endeavor. Whenever I came to the place that I said, you know what, I'm in this for the long haul. I realized this is going to be something more than just trying to endure as much as I can and make as big of an impact as I can. And then I'm so burned out, I can't stick with it. Whenever I'm willing to make some day-by-day changes and I'm willing to stick with it, even whenever I step on the scales and I haven't lost anything or maybe I've gained a half pound, you know what? I know if I keep doing the things that I need to do, I will see the results. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but I know if I stick with it, I know if I continue doing the things that I know to do, that I'll be better off for it. You know, in our walk with the Lord, if you want to see growth, you know, it's hard sometimes to see day by day growth. Even with our children, when we live with them every day and we see them every day and then they go see someone that they haven't seen in a while. And they say, oh, they've grown so much. I don't hardly realize that I see it every day. You know, the enemy would want to discourage us to think you're really not growing very much. You're really not progressing very far. Look at how hard you're trying. Look at how hard you're endeavoring to draw closer to the Lord. And you really don't see that overwhelming transformation. And folks, I'm not talking about evolving into a Christian. You know me better than that. The Lord makes a transformation. But the Scripture also tells us to grow in grace. There is a growing in the knowledge of Jesus Christ now. That's not an overnight process. The Lord doesn't just pour out upon us all the fullness of the knowledge of Christ. Everything that I can need, He gives it to us like He does the manna. Day by day. Day by day, battle after battle, in the ins and outs of life, whenever I consistently and faithfully stick by it. Whenever I read the Scriptures and I say, you know what? I don't feel that burning within me, but I know it's doing something for me. I know that if I continue doing the things that I know to do, I will see the results. Because I'm investing in the spiritual man. I'm feeding the spiritual man. So part of the discipline of the Christian life, eat. You want to see growth? Eat. Faithfully invest in it. Faithfully, day by day, week after week. Whenever I come, I remember hearing, I think it was Brother Ostis, whenever he said, sometimes we can feel discouraged. When I come to services and I hear a good message, and I think, oh, that was good, and I want to make note of that. And then I go on and I hear a week or two down the road, I can't even remember what the message was. He said, you know, if you were to ask me what my wife cooked me for dinner 2 weeks ago on Monday night, I probably couldn't tell you. But you can look on me and know I've been eating. You know, whenever we faithfully continue feeding our souls, and we can continue faithfully abiding faithful and investing in my spiritual man, we can know that we'll see the growth that we desire. Be not weary in well-doing. We've already heard today. Don't be weary in it. Don't allow the enemy to come along and discourage us. And whenever I have those times that the Lord is so real and precious, and maybe it's camp meeting, or maybe it's in services Sunday, or those times that the Lord comes and He meets with me in a precious way. Don't be discouraged whenever you go through the places, and the enemy would be right there to say, what's wrong with you? You look into the Word of God and you're not able, stick with it. Persevere. Continue faithful in it. It's an investment that the Lord will honor. There is a duty. There is a discipline that the Lord will honor. And folks, there's something so much more valuable, so much deeper than just going through this by motions. We don't just go through the Christian walk just out of duty. I come just because I have to do it. But you know, there are times whenever the flesh would want to say no. There are times whenever maybe I don't feel like it, whenever I'm faithful to continue on. No, I deny the flesh. I will do this by the grace of God because it's what I know that I need to do. Wednesday evening, sometimes I feel tired, weighed down with the cares of work. I've heard Brother John say, and I believe it's right, whenever we're faithful to come out, you know the Lord will be faithful to bless us every time for it. Sometimes I have to say no to the flesh. Continue pressing on. Be not weary in well-doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Whenever we think of the doctrine in the New Testament of tithing, the instruction was to give 10%. You give of what the Lord has blessed you with and what He's given to you. You give a tenth of that unto the Lord. And you set it apart of your herds and of the increase of your crops and the fruit. You take that and you separate it. This is the Lord's. You designate that to the Lord. And I say, as a little bit of a side here this afternoon, the Lord still wants that from us. But I would go on to say, and I want to be very clear, that New Testament does not teach a doctrine of tithing. But it says now the Lord looks for from every one of us, the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. And so let every man give as he purposeth in his heart. Now I don't just limit it to 10% and say, Lord, that's all. I've met my criteria. Lord, it's all yours. 100% of it is yours. If you say over here you want it, Lord, I'll give it to you. But I'll share with you some instruction that I've shared with others. As a matter of discipline in your life, you know, there will be times that it is not convenient to give to the Lord. There will be times that I think out of this paycheck, I just don't know if I can make ends meet here. I'm going to be real tight here if I give. Maybe I'll wait until next paycheck. I want to encourage us by discipline of the Christian life. Lord, I will give to you first. Lord, I'm setting a certain amount aside. If it requires that in your life, Lord, for my own discipline's sake, I'm going to say I'll set at least this amount aside for you. Lord, I'll give at least this much to you. But Lord, it's all yours. If you want something else, but it can be easy if I just say, well, it's not real convenient for me this week. And, you know, next paycheck, something else comes up. Discipline. That I learn as a good soldier of Jesus Christ how to discipline myself. How to bring myself into line and order as a disciple of Christ. But I want to extend that a little further. I believe that applies to our finances. But what about our time? What about the time that I give to the Lord? You know, it can be real easy to get into a place of carelessness, a place of giving to the Lord out of convenience or out of an abundance. Lord, I'll give to you whenever I have some extra time, whenever I have some free time. I don't know about you, but it seems like free time is hard to come by. Convenient time. Time when I can just find nothing else to do, Lord, I'll give that to you. I want to encourage us in the discipline of the Christian life, give to the Lord first. Give to the Lord out of diligence. Lord, this is yours. Because I want to remind us, I believe the same principle applies. The Lord loveth a cheerful giver. As I give to the Lord, not just out of the abundance, but Lord, I'm going to make sure I give to you at least this amount of time where I can. Lord, I'm going to, by discipline here, to train myself. Lord, in a consistent pattern in my life, I'm going to set this aside for you. Lord, I'm going to give of the best of my time. Not just in, and in our generation, we grow pretty adept at multitasking. But there are times that I need to shut the door and shut everything else out and say, Lord, this is your time. So we studied about prayer in Sunday school. You know, the Lord Himself saw the great need of a prayer life with the Father. And even after a long day of ministering, of giving of Himself, of extending Himself, when He was tired, no doubt, and wanted to lay His head down, He went up into the mountain apart, alone, by Himself. There were times that He needed to get alone, just Him and the Father, to be able to talk and to be able to commune with Him. If our Jesus had to do that, how much more will we? I'd like to close back in Timothy, 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 4, verse 7. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. You know, it's become almost a fad here in the U.S., fitness. Being able, you see so much about fitness and new exercise programs that are coming out that gain a big following, and those that are devout followers of this exercise program and that exercise program. There's some value in that. There is some importance in us taking care of our bodies. And you know, furthermore, I can't just lay on the couch and think, boy, I'd sure like to be healthy like that. I'd sure like to be fit like that. The soul of the sluggard desires to have, but he doesn't have it in his possession because he's not willing to go out and sweat for it. He's not willing to go out whenever he wants to roll over in bed again, get up and say, I'm going to go walk. I'm going to go exercise. I'm going to go jog. I'm going to deny the comforts of the flesh because there's an end here. there something that I want to become? Is there something today that we want to become in Christ? Lord, sometimes I see weaknesses about myself and I say, Lord, I want to strengthen those things. Lord, I want to grow in You. I realize I have some areas that I need to grow and I need to develop. Lord, help me that I not just sit on the couch and say, Lord, I want it. Lord, I'd sure like to be able to strengthen those areas, folks. It's going to require some perseverance, some diligence, diligent application that I'm willing to work at this thing day by day. Lord, teach me. Lord, discipline me. I want to submit myself to the boot camp of the Lord. Lord, You bring the discipline in my life. You teach me how to walk as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. So exercise thyself rather unto godliness. 13th verse. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Give attendance. Give diligence unto. He also instructed Timothy in one place that you are to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. You're going to have to be willing to invest in this, to put some time and some effort in this. You're going to have to be willing to, not just out of convenience, but I am making an effort here. Lord, I want to invest in this. I want to learn. Lord, I want to, you know, it's hard to study in 2 minutes. It's hard to really dig into the Word of God from a devotional. It's hard to really study and gain a deep understanding as I'm just passing along the road. Or as I just, folks, invest the time, to spend the time by diligence, by meditation. Give attendance unto every one of us. Folks, I know we want to be successful, and I do as well. Lord, help me to be able to have and to maintain those disciplines in my life that will carry me through. Of the challenges, of the times that the Lord has visited and I purpose, it's part of the secret, saints, to the Scripture that talks about the hearers versus the doers. That I hear and I realize it and then I go my way and I never do anything about it. I never really invest in making that change. Lord, I want to give myself unto it. I don't want to lose ground. I don't want to just have to get something at one camp meeting that'll be strong enough to where the very best I can do is hold on to it until next camp meeting and get another recharge. The Lord wants us to be able to have that day-by-day experience with Him. Go get the manna. Go dig for it for yourself. I'll give it to you more than once a year. More than just camp meeting time. There is an experience with the Lord that we can have where the Lord will renew, refresh, feed. And He told Timothy there that your profiting may appear unto all. You know, as I look at the efforts that have to go into it, you know there is a profit that will come from it. If I, by diligence and by perseverance and by faithfulness, when I don't feel like it, whenever I look on and I don't see as much progress as I'd like to see, Lord, I'm going to continue doing the things You've shown me to do. I'm going to continue not allow the enemy to swerve me off course, because I know in due season the profiting from it, the benefit of it, I'll begin to see it. And the strength in my own walk with the Lord, I'll begin over the course of time as I look back from last camp meeting. Now I see the growth. I can see now from where I came. May the Lord help us that we grow in Him. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ by discipline of our walk with Him. You pray for me. Amen.